Comics time in Central Europe is 2 a.m. This is Jason Wolf with RNI News. In Britain, after the explosion which devastated a chemical factory near Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire, 40 people are now feared dead. About 70 people were in the factory at the time of the blast. Two bodies have been found so far, and 30 of the casualties are being treated in hospital. The explosion, which happened at the nitro plant at the tiny village of Flixborough, was heard 30 miles away at Grimsby, and its shattered windows in Scunthorpe. Fire spread rapidly over the 20-acre site, and a company spokesman has put the damage at over £25 million. Flixborough itself looked like a bombed town, with houses demolished and people walking the streets covered in blood. A huge pillar of filthy smoke spread across the sky, and police evacuated villages in the area because of the dangers of toxic fumes. Fire tenders, ambulances and police cars crowded the nearby roads, and roadblocks were set up to keep away spectators. The Nitro Company is jointly owned by the Coal Board and Dutch State Mines, and it's mainly concerned with the manufacture of caprolactam, a raw material used in the manufacture of hard nylon. In the Middle East, reports from Damascus say the Lebanon is ready to release captured Israeli pilots in exchange for Lebanese jailed by the Israelis. Israel is believed to hold 13 Lebanese, while the Lebanon is thought to have 4 Israeli pilots. Back to Britain, the Home Secretary has said that the Price sisters will not be moved to an Ulster jail despite their hunger strike. And in a statement tonight, the Provisional IRA said that just retribution against Mr. Wilson and his government would follow if either of the sisters died. And finally, in Northern Ireland, thousands of Protestants marched through the streets of Belfast today to celebrate the fall of the Provisional Government. The march was organized by the Ulster Workers' Council. The falling government was based on the sharing of power between the Protestants and Catholics. Britain's Secretary of Northern Ireland, Mr. Merlin Rees, meets on Monday with political leaders in Belfast to seek a temporary answer to Ulster's problems. And tonight will be mainly dry, with the possibility of fog in many areas. The low temperature is expected around 8 degrees centigrade. The early morning will commence dry and bright, and a sunny day is expected. Moderate to strong west-southwesterly winds with a high temperature of 18 degrees centigrade are forecast for later in the day. That's news and weather together on RNI. The next news and weather will be at 9 a.m. this morning.
Jason Wolf. 220. RNI. Dynamite. RNI. Mass learning.
Take a look at yourself and then rock and roll with Randy.